Hello, and welcome to episode 7 of the Everyday Confidence podcast from theskillfulmind.com. I'm your host, Steve George, and today we're going to be talking about positivity and how you can throw away your negative thought patterns and give yourself a positive mindset. So, what is positivity? Well, positivity is imagining the best outcome in every situation or experience. It's a pattern of thought that looks to make the most of even potentially bad or uncomfortable experiences you might have. It's an attitude that expects favourable results, even when your history suggests that it might be otherwise. It's a thinking that allows for something good to come from every experience, even if that something good is simply that you've learnt something new. So, everyone has moments of positive thinking at some point. I can guarantee that there is at least one thing that you can do where you absolutely know that when you do it, you're going to be a success at it. You know with no uncertainty at all that it will be completely successful because it's something that you love to do, something that you're able to do confidently, and something that always brings you joy. So, when you're experiencing those particular things, what thoughts are you having when you think about doing it? I can guarantee it's things like, this is going to be great. I can't wait to get started on this. I'm so lucky to be able to do this. Those sorts of positive thoughts. So the trick is to start thinking those same thoughts when you're about to do things that you're less sure about. So changing your mindset to a positive one will take time. I mean, after all, your current mindset's taken you years to develop, so it's not something that's going to happen overnight. So you will need to practice every day. But the one thing to remember is that positive thinking isn't any good on its own. You can think positively about any situation that you're likely to come up against, but if in the end you still don't go ahead and do it, then it's not going to make any difference. So you must also take positive actions with your positive thoughts. Okay, so thinking positive will always lead to positive outcomes. As I said before, it may just be that you learn something new, and so that next time you try it, you'll have a better opportunity to succeed. But always there will be a positive outcome. So the first thing you need to do, if you want to change from a negative mindset to a positive one, is make sure you set your intention to change. Now, that could mean for you that you need to place reminders everywhere. Maybe you need to put a post-it note on the refrigerator or next to the kettle. Or maybe for you, it would be easier just to change the desktop on your computer or your laptop so that it reminds you every day that you're changing your mindset to a positive one, a reminder to think positive thoughts. So how you go about that? For example, look for positives in everyone. Even people that you don't particularly get on very well with, there'll always be something positive that you can attribute to them. I mean, even if it's something simple, like they've got nice hair, or they wear nice shoes, or maybe they're good at their job. Whatever it is, wherever you look, there will always be something positive to say about everyone. Also, always look for the good in everything you do day to day. Even in things you don't really want to do, there will always be something good, as we said before. Commit to recognising self-talk in yourself is probably the most important one. Everybody has negative self-talk. Everybody, when they're about to do something they don't particularly want to do, or they don't feel confident to do, or sometimes even they don't feel safe to do, you will always find that the response to that is negative self-talk. So whenever that happens, change the negative self-talk to something that's positive. And if you can't think of an alternative immediately, then just ask yourself the question, what else could happen if I do this? Or what could I gain from doing this? If you ask those questions, you'll always get a positive replacement for the negative thought. So there you have it. Some simple and actionable ways to help you achieve a positive mindset. You can find more details over on the podcast page, which is theskillfulmind.com/podcast/007, where you'll also find all of the social links and any other relevant information. So thanks for listening, and remember that the best thing you can do to raise your confidence and self-esteem is to take some action. So until next time, bye for now.